This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi arrived today in Accra on his state visit to Ghana. In a special gesture on arrival at the airport, the Prime Minister was received by the President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. This gesture is reflective of the strong and historic bonds of friendship between the two nations. High-level talks will now take place at the Jubilee House, the presidential palace built with Indian assistance. In an exclusive interaction with Akashvani, the High Commissioner of India to Ghana, Manish Gupta, pointed out that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit is focused on deepening economic and strategic cooperation, with special attention to sectors like agriculture, digital infrastructure, defence and healthcare.
In this entire visit, one of the key pillars for our discussion is to advancing the trade and economic partnership. And Ghanaian side is very keen, especially to work in the areas of agriculture, agriculture mechanization. We talked about health and the vaccine developments. Another sector, third, could be the defense cooperation. There are opportunities to work together in the digital innovation, digital public infrastructures.
An MOU on the establishment of the Ghana-India Joint Commission, an MOU between institutions of alternative medicine, a cultural exchange agreement and a transformative MOU to establish a vaccine hub in Ghana to bolster health security in the sub-region are expected to be announced in the joint press statement post the completion of the delegation-level talks. The day will conclude with a state dinner hosted by President Mahama, at which the Prime Minister is set to receive Ghana's highest state honour, the Companion of the Order of the Star of Ghana. This trip aims to reaffirm India's long-standing friendship with Ghana and strengthen its engagement with the Global South. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is determined to dismantling every drug cartel and protecting the youth. He congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau and all agencies on busting a global drug cartel. Mr. Shah said that the probe set a stellar example of multi-agency coordination, resulting in 8 arrests and seizure of 5 consignments, while triggering crackdowns in the US and Australia against the ring that operates across 4 continents and over 10 nations. He said that the country's agencies are constantly monitoring sophisticated modes like crypto payments and anonymous drop shippers used by these gangs. The Pentagon has paused deliveries of certain weapons to Ukraine, citing concerns about low US stockpiles. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly said the move follows a global review of US military aid, stressing America's interests come first. Since February 2022, the US has provided over $66 billion in military support to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine has requested a meeting with the US Embassy's deputy chief, warning that aid delays embolden Russia. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has signed into law a bill suspending cooperation with the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. This is one of the most drastic steps Iran has made in its standoff with international powers on its nuclear activities. Iranian state media reported that the legislation, which occurred after military clashes last month with Israel and the United States, has come into effect officially. The suspension comes after Iran's parliament approved the legislation, with the bill receiving 221 votes in support in the 290-seat House. Iranian officials have accused the IAEA of remaining silent throughout the military campaign, stoking Iran's tensions with the UN nuclear agency over access and transparency. The India Meteorological Department has said active monsoon conditions are likely to continue over many parts of northwest, central and east India during next 6 to 7 days. Light to moderate rainfall is likely at most places over northwest India during the next 7 days, accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty wind speed. And in the AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers, India registered a commanding 5-0 win over Iraq at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium in Thailand this evening. First half goals from Sangeeta Basfor and Manisha set the tone before a dominant second half, where Kartika and others added goals to the scoreline. And that is the end of this news bulletin.